how would y'all, what would things come in? Can you tell me, like you said, flour would come in a barrel?
It wouldn't. In wooden barrels.
Yeah. The barrels would have...
Staves. Wooden staves, they call them.
And something around the barrel... And
bands.
That would hold the...
Hold it together.
Those metal...
What we call a metal band.
Yeah.
Be one around the bottom. Hold the bottom in. Be one along here.
Yeah.
And one at the top. Then you had a top on it. You had to prize that top out, see. To open the barrel.
Those bands, where they look like just metal.
They just metal, little thin metal.
Yeah. They ran around the, and a keg, they also had those little metal.
Yeah.
What if they were wider than a, you know, they might be a big wide.
You hardly ever see one with a wide band on it.
Yeah. Might call them hoops or hoops.
Hoops.
Yeah.
And they used to make the wooden hoops used to come. They used to make a wooden hoop, put it around a barrel, you know, and fasten it some way, but it'd be a hoop. It'd be around it and stay around the barrel.
Yeah. Now you're talking about knocking the top off a barrel. Did you ever maybe have something that would, you could knock into the barrel and you turn it on, that sort of thing, and whatever was in the barrel would run out through that thing?
No, we didn't have no faucets.
Yeah.
Now we did too in a, what to call a, in a vinegar keg.
Uh huh.
They call a vinegar keg. Now they had a little outfit just like these things we got now. We call hivens, but it would be wooden outfit, but it still have a hole in it. It'd be in that keg, and it'd have an outfit up there you could turn.
Yeah.
And it let your vinegar run out, and you cut it off with that.
Yeah.
But that was wooden. There wasn't no metal about it.
And molasses, what would molasses come in, did you?
Molasses come in a barrel, in a wooden barrel.
Same thing as the flour made?
Yeah.
I'll be, that's something. Did you ever have maybe a little hole in the top of the barrel, and if you needed to get something down in there, you'd use one of those things that was small, and you'd fit down in the hole, and it would get bigger and bigger, you know?
No, you know, pull it, what you talking about, put in there to pull it out?
No, something you could... put in, if there was a small hole in a barrel and you needed to get something down in that barrel,
need something a little bigger than that in the barrel?
Yeah, to get something in the barrel, and you might use one of these things that gets narrower as you go down into the barrel. When you had a barrel, it would fit it would fit down in the, you know, you had a barrel with a narrow hole in the top of it. Say you were pumping molasses down into the barrel. You might put one of these things that was real narrow at the bottom, and it would go down into the hole of the barrel, and then it would get wider and wider where you could pour something down into the barrel. Did you have those? You know, kind of like when you're pouring gas.
That was a funnel?
Yeah, pour into your car. You use
those? Yeah, I got a funnel out there right now. Yeah. But it's late stuff, you know. It's just a little short one.
Yeah.
Ain't got much spout on it.
Right. What would, how would feed or seed come? You know, did you ever buy that?
We used to buy corn out of the north and shipped in here with carload lots.
By what?
By carload lots.
Railroad car?
Yeah. That's what you call it. Railroad car full of corn. They buy it from the north and they ship it down here.
You buy a whole damn railroad car?
No, as much as would. Fella like Jesse, you know, down there.
Yeah.
They buy a carload of corn and then they put it out to the customers, sell it to the customers for so much a bushel.
I see.